7:35 on this Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us on this hump day. Michael Phillips filling in for new dad Wes McElroy. Congrats to the family. London Reese McElroy, born yesterday morning. All is good in the McElroy world. And all is good in the world of John Laser as well. We welcome in the voice of the Hokies for his weekly appearance here. Brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff. They're there for you in any case. CowanGates.com. John, good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Doing fantastic. You're off to the Dowdy Ficklin Stadium to hear the Pirate chant this weekend. Expect it to be in your ear for about the rest of your life after you're done with that one.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, to be honest with you, to see what the environment is like down there. I know that they get up for when Tech comes to town, and certainly Tech fans will travel well to Greenville, North Carolina as well. But from what I understand, there's a growing level of frustration there, and rightfully so, after a 3-9 debut last year for Scotty Montgomery in his first year, and of course the two lopsided loss they've suffered this year. So I'm interested to see what we're walking into. You know, we know it's going to be a tough place to play, obviously, and Justin Fuente has echoed that, but at the same time, a place that generally has a very good environment. It'll be interesting to see if that remains.
Yeah, one of the real be careful what you wish for stories when they fired Ruffin McNeil, that kind of echoes of that Welsh firing at UVA, where, oh, you're only winning 8 games a year. And sometimes you got to be careful about those things. We got John Laser, the voice of the Hokies, on the line. And Hokies at East Carolina this weekend. You mentioned it's been a series that's had some fun moments over the years. Even though East Carolina is down this year, I would assume everybody's taking this one pretty seriously.
Yeah, for the reason that you know they have some firepower on offense. They have a quarterback, provided that he plays, Thomas Cirque in concussion protocol right now, that you have some recent history with. He had a great day against you in a 4-overtime win when he was the quarterback for Duke. And, of course, you have recent history of not having success at Dowdy Ficklin Stadium 2 years ago, one of the first handful of games that I called in this role, Michael. It was not a pretty day for Tech. It was not a pretty day in terms of the weather. It was just not a pretty day in general. And I think the other concern lies in your own locker room in the fact that I think you still feel pretty fatigued from West Virginia and from the run-up to that game and all the attention that came with it. And I'm not sure if you feel like you got all the way back against Delaware with that performance. So some question marks there for the Hokies, definitely on the offensive side of the football. But when all of those dissipate, you're going to be concerned at this point of the season, and I think you have to feel pretty good about your chances.
Yeah, that Delaware game to me, the Hokies win 27-0. Obviously, the offense wasn't where they wanted it to be, but I think you do have to factor in coming off of a very big game and a late Sunday night. I don't know when you guys got back to Blacksburg. Couldn't have been much before sunrise there on Monday morning. Those things matter, especially to college kids who are back in classes as well.
Yeah, and I think you saw that particularly with the freshmen. They got back on the bus at about 6:30 in the morning on Monday, to your point. We actually stayed overnight and didn't get back until about 3 p.m. Monday afternoon. But I thought I could see it a little bit, not necessarily with Josh Jackson, but with some of the supporting cast that are true freshmen, most noteworthy Dalton Keene. I think the grind of it has caught up to him a little bit, not only his first camp, but also being in a heavy pass protection run block role when he's been more of a skill position type guy in his high school career, and I think that'll be anticipated going forward. So I think your point is an accurate one, Michael, in that this team was a little, if not physically fatigued, then mentally fatigued for sure. And, you know, they got the job done. They played well. It certainly wasn't artistic. I think I said that a number of times on Saturday, but ultimately that won't be remembered if you continue to take care of your business going forward.
You know him. He's John Laser, voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates every week on Wednesdays. Joins us to break down the Virginia Tech Hokies, and we're right in the heart of football season, so that's obviously the big topic right now. And they've got a few positions right now where they're rotating guys in and out, and, you know, tight end among them. Are these position battles, or is this a long-term approach from Justin Fuente that he'd like to see multiple guys contribute at different positions?
Well, I think the tight end is continued to be a blend of Chris Cunningham and Dalton Keene. They do such different things and have such different skill sets. Cunningham, the more big-bodied, more traditional, snug-to-the-line tight end, and we've seen him in that role. I think they are becoming more comfortable moving him out to the slot. He certainly does not profile, nor does he have the skill set of Bucky Hodges, but they had him in a stand-up spot a few times in the slot and even inching out a little further to the wide side. I think Dalton Keene's role will continue to evolve. They've almost used him as a fullback to this point lead blocking for some of their tailbacks. He has not been targeted in the past game, but I look for that to change. But I do look for both of those guys to continue to see a lot of snaps, and a lot of times that will come together. Wide receiver is definitely a position battle right now, and that will continue. Sean Savoy has certainly taken the lead, and he will more than likely continue to make strides in that area because he's getting so much more opportunity. And obviously that comes with the caveat that you're talking about behind Cam Phillips and behind C.J. Carroll, but you see that continuing to evolve. James Clark got some run and got a few offensive snaps. Unfortunately for James, dropped a deep ball early in that game to Delaware. So all of those guys are continuing to be cycled in. Hezekiah Grimsley will be in that mix. Eric Kuma will be in that mix. And the defensive line, the second wave behind those first four starters, continues to be a work in progress. And I thought we saw that against Delaware, although not as dramatically as we did against West Virginia.
Hokies took care of business against Delaware. Take on East Carolina. That will be a Saturday game on the CBS Sports Network. And, of course, right here on Fox Sports Richmond, John Lazor on the call at 3:30. Pregame before that. Don't miss a minute on Fox Sports Richmond. You got to update me on my favorite guy, though, so far this year, Oscar Bradburn, who seems like one of the most fun guys on the team. Am I reading that correctly?
Yeah, well, I think he automatically becomes one of the most fun guys because he's got the most fun accent. And we're superficial enough where that's really all we need.
That's all I need.
He came in and met the media yesterday for, I think, the first time in quite some time, if not the first time overall. And he took the show away, or he stole the show, basically, because, yeah, he's a funny guy. I've had the opportunity to sit down with a couple times, and he's just got kind of a laid-back, that stereotypical Australian personality, and that plays well in that role. Obviously, he doesn't seem to take himself too seriously. But yesterday he said, when talking about maybe not looking forward to having to make a tackle, he said, oh, no, I'll deck him straight away. I'll put him on his backside. He actually used the more vulgar word for it, and the media room was rolling. But actually, Mike Burnup, my Hall of Fame partner, has a one-on-one with him. That's part of our pregame coverage this week. So if people want a more in-depth look at what makes Oscar Bradburn tick, then that's the place to be. But, you know, on the field, Michael, I don't think you could ask for much more. You know, averaging 46.5 yards per punt in that environment against West Virginia in his first game, and then really staying at about that same level. And I think room to improve from what I've based in games, what I've based on what I've seen in practice. I think this guy has the chance to be one of the country's best punters.
Had some very nice poise in a big game there, big atmosphere up at FedEx Field. John Lazor, voice of the Hokies, going to hang around. We'll do an ACC lightning round, much more from the world of Virginia Tech football. I have to step aside for a break momentarily. We are back after this on Fox Sports 910 Richmond and the iHeartRadio app. .749 on this Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us. Michael Phillips sitting in for Wes McElroy as we rejoin John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff. They're there for you in any case. CowanGates.com. They sponsor John Lazor, who appears with us every Wednesday to break down Virginia Tech football. John, what do we have on tap this week? You mentioned a pregame interview with Oscar Bradburn. Anything else we can look forward to?
Yeah, we're doing a new endeavor that we're pretty excited about. We're calling the Hokie Pod, and that's going to feature a lengthy interview between our Andrew Allegretta and Tremaine Edmonds, who had 14 tackles in the game last week against Delaware. We're going to actually record that later today, so people can find that at iTunes and tune in. Hokie Pod, all one word, and that'll also have a lead up to ECU with Mike Burnup and myself, and a look back at Delaware into the season to this point. So we're looking forward to that, and of course I'll have Justin Fuente on the pregame as always. And in a couple of weeks, we're actually looking forward to having the new father, Wes McElroy, actually join the broadcast team, as he was going to do against Delaware, but of course due to the delayed arrival of Miss London, he was unable to do, and understandably so. But I do want to get my congratulations into Wes as well, so I know how excited he and Katie are, and how great parents they're going to be too.
Absolutely. Let's jump right into the lightning round. Lightning round with John Lazor, brought to you by Cowan Gates. UNC at Old Dominion this weekend. The Monarchs visit the Hokies next week. Very ambitious schedule there. You got a thought on Old Dominion, how they're going to be against these ACC teams?
Well, I think they're going to struggle straight out of the box, and I haven't broken them down all that specifically as it pertains to our matchup with them in 2 weeks. But when you're trying to make that jump, which I know that they are, and you're trying to become a program of relevance, that's the way you have to do it. So I applaud them for that scheduling. I look for that series, which in the long run will take at least partially the place of this ECU series for the Hokies, to be a fun one. And I don't necessarily want it to be all that fun this time around, the first time around, but at the same time, I think in years to come it will be.
Basketball schedule released for the Hokies. Any games you're looking forward to?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a treat to go to Cameron, and for Buzz Williams, I think he'd like to erase the memory of the last time, which was the first time that I went with him to Cameron, and the Hokies got clobbered pretty good. It's interesting, man. This schedule for Virginia Tech is the toughest that I've seen since I've been here, because your crossover games where you're naturally always going to have Miami and Virginia, this year you get Duke and Louisville. So tougher to imagine, much more difficult than that, unless you substituted North Carolina in maybe for Miami. So the Hokies have a number of premier home games this year, including North Carolina and Duke and Virginia. So it should be a fun slate of ACC games for this team, and they're going to come out pretty battle-tested one way or the other on the other end.
Do I get the lightning clip? Is that? There we go. There we go. Paul's on the scene. Got the lightning clip. Minnesota Vikings off to a great start. Sam Bradford throws the ball more than 5 yards down the field at a time. You got your Super Bowl tickets yet?
I will not be suckered in again this year, Michael, because if you recall, Sam Bradford looked that way in the season opener last year, and we all thought, wow, where has this guy been? Why couldn't he do this in Philadelphia, in St. Louis? And the answer was because he wasn't protected, and ultimately the Vikings then failed to protect him for much of the season and or run the football. Yes, they looked fine. They looked good against what appears to be a pretty suspect and rebuilding Saints defense. I will hold judgment for 15 or 16 more weeks.
That is so responsible of you. John Laser, Lightning Round brought to you by Cowan Gates. John, are you a new iPhone guy? New iPhone yesterday. Will you be first in line to get it?
Yeah, I would be if I wasn't on my company plan. They basically just force patience on me with our slotting system, and whenever you can renew, I'm pretty confident I'm not up for a new one yet, which will be good, because by the time I am, we'll have the iPhone XX or XYZ or whatever it was that they unveiled yesterday. Yeah, man, I wish I could be one of those people, but unfortunately, financial restrictions do not allow it.
There you go. That was the Lightning Round with John Laser, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Takes us around the world of Virginia Tech football and so much more every Wednesday. And you passed your congratulations on to Wes. I know he'll be back next week. We're very excited to hear from him. And I know he'll be running on adrenaline for the next couple weeks. And
Next
couple years. And he'll be out there in Blacksburg doing some pregame, postgame stuff with you guys.
That is correct. Yeah, he'll be with us starting with that aforementioned Old Dominion game in a couple of weeks, or a week and a half, I suppose.
All right. Well, thanks for making the time this morning, John, and we'll catch you next Wednesday.
All right, man, and a belated congratulations to you as well. Finally got rid of that Svetitz, and sky's the limit.
The sky is now the limit. We are back with another hour on Fox Sports Richmond, the iHeartRadio app, 7:55.